We are in Nesivos Shalom. We are in Nesivos Shalom on Bein HaMeitzarim, the first piece in Bein HaMeitzarim, on Daf Kuf Tzadi in Sefer Midbar. In the back of Sefer Midbar is all the pieces of Bein HaMeitzarim. I come to you on Zoom with an incredible, wonderful group of individuals who are learning on their Beinas, on their after their Beinas Manim, wherever, whatever stage of life you're up to, it's Beinas Manim. And it's great to be learning with you here live in person and learning with the rest of you here on recording. So we're on the first piece on Bein HaMeitzarim, which is the 3 weeks, this very, very sad and tragic time. We'll see what the Nesivos Shalom has to tell us in terms of how to relate to this challenging time of the year. Says the Nesivos Shalom piece, Kuf Tzadi, the first piece in the end of a midbar on Bein HaMeitzarim. Chazal amru, shoalim v'dorshim behilchot hamoed, v'nichlal bazeh shebekol zman miyuchad etzel yehudi, tzarich lilmod ulehit amek, ma mashma'uto v'anitzchiyut shebo. Chazal tell us that we have to ask and look into the halachas of the Chag. We always have to get into the Chag. What's the Chag really about? How do I keep it? How do I do it? And that's on a halachic level. But on a deeper level, what's being brought out is that in every time of the year, a Jew needs to go and learn and to get into the depth. What is this Chag really about? What is this time of year really about? What's the eternal side of this time of the year? How do I relate to it? How is this real in the Zman right now and real in my life right now? V'al derech zeh, yesh lahavin inyan ha'avelus al ha'chorban b'yemei bein ha'mitzarim v'tisha b'av. With that in mind, we need to understand what is the concept of avelus on the Chorban and during the time of Bein HaMeitzarim, during the time of the 3 weeks, the intensity of the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Sharei Eitzel Yehudi, kol ha'chagim v'ha'moadim inyanim nitzchim. By a Jew, when we come to a Chag, Chas V'Shalom, it's not a remembrance. We're not commemorating. We're Jews, we're not Christians. We're not commemorating something that happened in the past. When we come to a Chag, when we come to a Zman, we're reliving that reality in that moment. On Pesach night, we're not, Chas V'Shalom, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're living Yitzias Mitzrayim right now. When we come to Shavuos, we're not remembering Matan Torah. We talked about this year. When we didn't see V'Shalom this year, we're Mekabel, a brand new Torah, right here, right now, on Shavuos night. So what's this eternal side of Bein HaMeitzarim? What's the eternal side of Tisha B'Av? What's the eternal side of the Avelus? What does that even mean? Ma'uin kin tafkira yamim. What's the whole purpose of these days? B'vadai in zarak ha'mashmut ha'pshuta. Like we just said, it can't be the simple understanding. Shel Avelus litabel al ma shehaya ve'enenu. It can't be that we're mourning that which we had and we no longer have. We're mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash that was lost to us thousands of years ago. Shekein Am Yisrael einam shomer al zichonot shel avar ba'alma im lo shem kshurim lehoveh ulatid. We don't just reflect on the past unless it's relevant to the present and the future. Judaism is about living in the Ratzon Hashem of the moment, in the avoda of the moment. So if lo aleinu, we're coming to a 3 weeks, lo aleinu, we come into a Tisha B'Av this year, we should be mekayim the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av by learning about it, and therefore only see the binyan this year, Bezrat Hashem. But if we're going to have the 3 weeks, and we're going to have, like we're going to learn, we just did Shabbat Arba Tamos, we're going to learn in Zoom and June all of the halachos of the 3 weeks, and the 9 days of Tisha B'Av. We're going to do all of those halachos, and keep all of those aspects of mourning, and then we come to Tisha B'Av. It can't just be that we're remembering that which we lost. There's no such thing in Judaism. We don't have such a thing. We only have a Zman that we relate to if it's in the present. So how do we understand that? Ukvar Amruzal, and Chazal already said, Gzeira al hamet sheishtakeach min alev, shneemar nishchachti kemet milev. We have a concept that when a person, lo aleinu, if they lose somebody, we feel that loss. But at a certain point, a person still needs to go forward and live their life in a functional way. But yet we have a concept. We should never forget Yerushalayim. We should always be living with the loss of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Why is that normal? How is that possible? That's not how a person is supposed to relate to loss. Why, im yeshkachei Yerushalayim tishkach yimini, that we always have to have it ever present, really? Ki Yerushalayim hi davar chai. She'ein hashkacha sholetet bo. He says, why? He's going to get more into it. But that Yerushalayim is mamish, always alive. It's alive in a way that there's no such thing as forgetfulness by Yerushalayim. Lachim meshkacheich Yerushalayim. If we forget Yerushalayim, dahainu she'er'e otcha kedavar she'avad ve'edinu chash v'shalom tishkach imini. Meaning, he's saying that by Yerushalayim, we're already starting to get to the answer. That by Yerushalayim, why say if you forget Yerushalayim, it's like forgetting your right hand. You always have to remember Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim isn't lost. Even if we don't have Yerushalayim that's built up, the reality of Yerushalayim is always with us. The emes of Yerushalayim is always with us. Dafka, so many people who are learning in person right now just left Eretz Yisrael. You may have left Eretz Yisrael for now. Some of you are still here, I've got that. Some of you are still here. Some of you left Eretz Yisrael for now. But Eretz Yisrael is always with us. It's always alive with us. It's always alive within us. That's how we live Eretz Yisrael all the time. All the time. You know, it's interesting. There was one time I was sitting for Friday night dinner at my Rebbe's house. I used to go there all the time. I wish I could still go there all the time. I hope to one day go back again all the time. And one time I went to him during the summertime, and I went to him during the 3 weeks. And he asks everybody around the table to give a Torah. So I spoke and I said that, you know, it's a very challenging time of the year for me during Bein HaMitzarim. It's of Chorban. It's the saddest time of the year. And so he always manages to change perspective, like we're talking about in the other shirim as well. Always flips the perspective. So I love the Rabbi. Always is able to see it from a different way. See the tov, see the good. He said, you know, he said when Rabbi spoke, so he said that he has trouble with the 3 weeks. He has trouble with Bein HaMitzarim. He says, Bein HaMitzarim in my it's I love Bein HaMitzarim. It's the only time of the year where everyone is always talking about Yerushalayim, like they should be. It's the one time of year where, okay, they're speaking about it because we lost it. But at least for 3 weeks of the year, everybody's talking about Yerushalayim. It's a beautiful perspective. We're not talking about that we lost Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is always alive. And so we're connecting to Yerushalayim that's still alive with us, but needs to come back in its fullness. Let's see how he takes it further. Next paragraph. We have to understand this meaning of this avelus, this mourning over the Beis HaMikdash. He ihashlama im chorbano uchuka levinyano. That the avelos on the Beit HaMikdash, what is this avelos of the Beit HaMikdash? He's going to reframe it. What does it mean to have avelos, to be in mourning over the loss of the Beit HaMikdash? It's not that we're sad that we don't have that thing that we once had. He's saying here, no. It's about the fact that right now we're living in a state presently where we're not complete, in a state of a lack of completion, and a state of a longing, that I'm in a present longing for a reality of Beis HaMikdash in my heart right now. Yisrael einam mashlimim lerega echad im ze shebeit HaMikdash charev. Because Klal Yisrael, every single one of us, we're not shalem, we're not complete. There's a part of me, there's a part of my heart, there's a part of my being, there's a part of my essence that's missing, that's incomplete, because I don't have Beis HaMikdash. Because I'm missing the Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis HaMikdash isn't here, then inside, my Mikdash Ma'at, my internal Mikdash, it's also Chariv. There's something broken inside of me. There's something imperfect inside of me. There's something lacking inside of me. I'm not complete, because I don't have the Beis HaMikdash. V'tamid hem ma'alim et zichrono al libam, top next column, u'mishtokekim u'mitzapim matay ibnei Beit HaMikdash. And a real Jew, and that's all of us striving to be that Jew, if we're not there yet, to always be in a place where it's always in our hearts, and we always have this longing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. A longing for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Al derech ma'amar Maran HaKadosh Mikuvrin, as the Maran Mikuvrin says, shagarua biyotiru ka'ashir mashlimim im ha'matzav kemotshu. It's incredible what he says. The worst state a person can be in, the worst state, the most destructive state a person can be in, is when a person is complacent, when a person is accepting of the status quo, when a person is simply happy with the way things are, when I'm whole with the status quo. That's the worst case scenario. When I'm just happy with the way things are. V'chein ha'asona gadol biyoter. And the worst thing there is, hu kasher yudi mashlim she'efshar lichyot bli Beis HaMikdash. When a person lo alinu, when a Jew lo alinu gets to a place and they say, no, it's fine, I can live without a Beis HaMikdash. That's a very, very deep mussar, certainly for our times. Think of how many communities in Chutz La'aretz there are who live, Baruch Hashem, who live in wealth, great jobs, great homes, everything's taken care of, a housekeeper, three cars, a big house. Baruch Hashem, Jews wherever they go are always wealthy. Doesn't matter where Jews go, the wealth follows. But that there are Jews who because of that say, you know what, and I've heard people say it again, I appreciate the people who say it and the people who lie to themselves and don't admit it. But sadly, there are people who say out loud, it's hard for me to want a Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, I gotta ditch my house, ditch my stuff, put everything into a backpack, get on a crowded plane, and try to find a place in Eretz Yisrael. When we come complacent, we have to do some real cheshbon ha-nefesh. Some serious, serious cheshbon ha-nefesh. Why don't I care about Eretz Yisrael? Why don't I care about Yerushalayim? Why don't I long for a Beis HaMikdash? What's missing within me? What's missing within my understanding of reality that I don't long for a Beis HaMikdash? That requires me, that's mechayiv me, to learn what a Beis HaMikdash is. It's mechayiv me to understand what it means to have a presence of the Shechina in this world, where God's presence, whatever that means. It's a lot of study to understand from the depth of Torah, al pi sod. What is the Shechina? And what does it mean that the Shechina rests on the Makom HaMikdash, we have a Beis HaMikdash? And what does it mean that we don't have the Shechina in such an intense way now? That we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? That we don't have the Avoda? That there is no Korban Tamid? That there is no Korban Toda? Or Shlamim? Or Chatas? Or Asham? What does it mean that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? We can never be complacent with the status quo. That no matter how comfortable HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us to be in Chutz La'aretz, to remember we're not home. Not getting into the politics and the Zionism and all of that. I'm not even talking about Medinas Yisrael. Back to Chumash. We should never be complacent outside of Eretz Yisrael, the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And I need to feel that. I need to understand if I don't, why I don't feel connected to Eretz Yisrael. And if I don't, and that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even if Lo Aleinu, I stay living in Chutz La'aretz, how am I not broken that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? It's mechayiv me not to be complacent with the status quo, because then I'm not growing. Then I'm not growing into a Jew who understands what it means to literally live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my home, Beit HaMikdash, into my life, the Shechina. That we can never become complacent. And I'll tell you, it's not just on Yuruch HaSlaritz. For us in Eretz Yisrael also, we can have a great reality, the Torah that we get to learn here, and I get to learn with Shana Aleph guys, and I get to learn with Shana Aleph girls, and I get to teach Torah at Eretz Yisrael, and I get to live in the land. Even here in Eretz Yisrael. Even here in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we're in Ikvedet de Mashiach. Yes, we're in the footsteps of Mashiach. Yes, all of Klal Yisrael slowly returned to Eretz Yisrael. But you know what? The Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt. And it's an important thing for all of us as Klal Yisrael to internalize that even if we do long for the Beis HaMikdash, even if we're living in Eretz Yisrael, if we live in Eretz Yisrael and we don't realize that we're still in a state of Chorban and Gullus, even in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet, because we don't have the Shechina back yet, we're in the footsteps, we're mamish walking towards the end goal, we're mamish closer than we've ever been. But if I become complacent living in the footsteps even, it's not good enough. We have to cry for the Beis HaMikdash every day. We have to cry over the Chorban every day. We have to long for a return of the Beis HaMikdash, Giloy Shechina, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never ever to become complacent. That's something that we need to all achieve, that we need to all get to. And yes, somebody just brought up, yes, how do I balance that out with living a life of Simcha? That life is meant to be, we're supposed to be Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. And maybe that in and of itself is the secret, right? Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. Meaning even the halacha l'maaseh that's brought down, that yes, we're always supposed to be sad about the Chorban, except in Torah and Tefillah. So maybe that's a reflection. Maybe more of my life should be spent in Torah and Tefillah b'simcha. And then we wouldn't be living so much in Chorban either. So a lot to talk, a lot to think about there. But certainly during Bein HaMitzarim, especially in the intensity of Bein HaMitzarim, to recognize not to get to that level and that place of complacency, that place of feeling like I'm in a place of shlemus when really I have that lacking, to long and to realize what we're missing without the Beis HaMikdash, what we're missing without the Shechina in our midst. Four or five lines into the top of the second column. Like the Rav Me'apta says, "Shenichnas elav Yehudi v'tinalefanav et kol tzarotav." There was one time a Jew came in front of the Rav Me'apta, and he mamish poured out all of its tzaras. This has happened to me, and this is going bad, and this is sad. He's throwing out all of its tzaras before the Rav. And he was telling him all these things that are happening to him. He's looking at the Rav Me'apta, and he's like, he's not really reacting. He's kind of like a little bit like, why is he so distant from me? Why does he not care? Does he not care about me? Does he not care about all the pain that I'm going through? Why doesn't he care? V'amar lo harav kadosh mi'apta. And the apta rav says back to him, umayim zeh shelo hikrivu ayom et korban atamid, al zeh incha do'ei klal. But the fact that we didn't bring the korban tamid today, that doesn't bother you? You're coming to me and telling you about all of the awful things that happened to you today. Why is the fact that we didn't bring korban tamid today on your list? That doesn't bother you? Again, he held that this Jew could hear that. You don't. Every time I sit and talk to a Shana Aleph student, I'm like, and you didn't bring the Korban Tamid? No, that's not going to go over with a Shana Aleph guy. Fine. Not going to go over when you're doing Kiruv. Not going to go over when you're talking to your friend. Not when your parents. For sure not. I'm not saying to every person, but the Apta Rav sat in front of this chassid of his who he knew. And he said, you're pouring out all these negative things that are happening. Okay, so I know that you can be bitsar about your current matzav. Are you bitsar about the Korban Abayis? Does that ever strike you that you're not bitsar about the Korban Abayis? Hainu shelo yesh da'aga mi'ikai lav yoter mizeh. Meaning he was trying to show him that yes, all of these things are problems, but you haven't even gotten to the ikr things that we should be sad about yet. And we need to get to a place that this is part of what we're sad about. This is part of what we're thinking about. That it's part of our reality. To recognize that when I say Birkas HaMazon, I talk about Eretz Yisrael and the Korban HaBayis and the rebuilding. When I say Alamichya, half the paragraphs are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. When I daven Shmon Esrei three times a day, we talk about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. All over Jewish life, when I walk into a house, there's a square on the house that's left unfinished because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And when I go to a wedding, we break a glass, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Everywhere in Judaism, it's reminding us, because we care, because deep down we are broken. But we shouldn't become complacent with our brokenness. We should live with it and internalize it and it should be part of who we are, to long for the Beis HaMikdash. That's part of what it means to be a Jew, is to long for that closest with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to long for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Liyudia sor lahashlimi mechorban HaMikdash. It's also for us to become complacent. It's also for us to feel like it's good enough in a life without the Beis HaMikdash. The gimel pa'amim bayom, and therefore three times a day, mevakesh yehudi b'tfilah, v'il Yerushalayim ircha b'rachamim tashuv, like we just said, three times a day in Shmon Esrei, we should be crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return to Yerushalayim. U'me'orer b'libo tshuka levinyan Yerushalayim b'beit HaMikdash, and to bring about in our hearts, in our souls, in our kishkas, a desire for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Uvimyuchad betfilat ha-musafim and dafka and musaf on the shalosh regalim. Dafka and musaf on the moadim. Shetocha mratzuf atishtokekut ilaid levinya Beit HaMikdash. That there, if you look at the words, read the English, when you're saying musaf on a moed, musaf on a chag, the tefillah there at the beginning, it's a little bit heartbreaking. When we dav in the beginning of musaf on the moed, as it says, Avinu Malkeinu Galei Kivod Malchut Chaleinu Mehera. Avinu Malkeinu, this is part of the Tefillah on Musaf. Reveal the Kavod of your Malchus quickly, please. Melech Racham, unmerciful King. Rachem Aleinu, have mercy on us. Shuv Aleinu, return to us. That's what's in the liturgy of the Tefillah. It's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Moadim. When we really bring that out and we dive in that way, mamish, that's a korban. That's really a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're mamish, makriv ourselves. We're makriv ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hopes of bringing back the korbanos to bring in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ukimo shekatuv maran, as the Sfonomer says, b'michtav, in a letter, ki ha-ga'aguim ledavar, hem yotir gdoli mi'etzam ha-davar. He says very beautifully, he says, the longing that we have for something It's even bigger than the thing itself. The longing for something, that's the ikar. The al yidei zeh, who reishit pinyan beit hamikdash asher nivne mikoach ishtokekut shishom ishtokekim megalut levina beit hamikdash. He says so deeply that the beginning of the binyan, so I'm supposed to long for it, I'm supposed to want it. Okay, but how do I bring back the beit hamikdash? How do I rebuild the beit hamikdash? Very simply, the beit hamikdash begins to be rebuilt through my longing. My longing for the beit hamikdash, that's putting down the first stones of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's laying the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash. The longing that we have in Golus for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what brings about the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where it comes from. From that longing, from that desire, from that tshuka, from that just that my heart being broken over it, and all I want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. All I want is for your Shekhinah to be back. I want to feel that closeness to you again. That's the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash. Kasher Yehudi Sharoi B'Tachlit HaMirut Al Heder Or HaLokut. When a Jew feels that bitterness because the light of God is not as strong as it should be. Top of the next page, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Sha'ur babai bebeit hamikdash. When I feel that light isn't there, when I feel the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as brightly shining in this world as it should be, I feel like I'm walking in darkness. I feel that I don't feel that clarity. And all I want is that light, is that closes, that clarity and closes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm full of a desire for it, a longing for it. That brings about the binyan. That brings about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first stones. That's the first steps. Uvimyuchad begimul haShavuot shel Bein HaMitzarim. And that brings us right back around to this time of year. When we get to Bein HaMitzarim, Shebahem me'orerim klal Yisrael biyoter at haTshuka levinim Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, this time of year, this is the most intense time to be bringing about within all of Klal Yisrael as one, a true, deep longing for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're meant to be doing as one, as a Klal, as Klal Yisrael, to be longing for the Beis HaMikdash together during the 3 weeks. V'im kein, tkufa zohi be'etzem tkufa ta'atkala shal b'nei Beis HaMikdash. Totally flips it on its head. See what he did there? Totally flips it on its head. It's so beautiful. What does he say? What are the 3 weeks? The 3 weeks aren't avelus and being sad about what we lost. These 3 weeks are 3 weeks where we're arousing within ourselves as a klal and in the depth of our being, a desire and a longing for the return of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, what are the 3 weeks? They're not 3 weeks of Chorban. They're the 3 weeks of the beginning of the Binyan. Because when all of Klal Yisrael comes together in a longing for the Beis HaMikdash, that in and of itself, that is the beginning of the Binyan. That's what the 3 weeks are really about. It's the Hatzchala of the Binyan through the Tshuka for the Binyan, through the longing for the Beis HaMikdash, and the Hanhagim of Avelus, and all the things we restrict in ourselves. It helps just bring out that longing that we can mamish, then start to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash right then, right there. Umiklal mitzvot chovot alevavot abutelat al yudi, and the mitzvah on us in our hearts is mechuyavu tamid lechazek ba'atzmo le'arir b'libo et atzipia v'atzimaon lebi'at haMashiach uvinei Beit HaMikdash. We're mechayav on a level of our hearts to mechazek ourselves, to bring out of ourselves in our hearts the longing, the desire, the mamish. Again, I wish there was another, a better English word, but that a deep longing, a deep, deep longing. Mamish for the Beis HaMikdash to come back. A longing when you had something. Those of you who just left Eretz Yisrael, I hope some of you have this. You feel like it's not the same and you wish you could be back. You wish you could be back in yeshiva. You wish you could be back in seminary. You wish you could be back in Eretz Yisrael. There's a longing. When a family member goes away and you long for them. When your spouse, when you're separated from your spouse, for whatever reason, from you're going on a trip for work or whatever it is, and you long for them. When you're dating somebody, maybe the most intense feeling that you can relate to at this stage. When you meet the right person and you're away from each other for a certain amount of time, and there, because you're so intensely in that relationship, you feel the distance and you long for them.
You should feel that for your spouse also. That's how it should really be if you're building up on be'emes. That you feel when you're dating is a mirage. That when you're dating is just a feeling of what could be when you're married. Then when you're married, to really feel it when you're away, to long for your spouse. That longing. We were married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai and Shavuos. We were married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right now we're separated and we're living in different houses. Our Shalom Bayis was destroyed. And for these 3 weeks, to really bring out through the Hanhagas of Avelus, by the restrictions that we're going to talk about in the Halacha L'Maaseh Shiurim tomorrow, the next day, during the Hanhagas of the 3 weeks, we feel that Avelus, it helps bring out in us a reminder on a deep level, on a visceral level, on a physical level, to long for that which we lost, to long for God, to long to live with God again in the Shalom Bayis and the marriage that is based on Mikdash. That's what we're longing for. That's what we're desiring. And that in and of itself, that's the foundation of Binyan. And that's the base of Midrash that we're building through the Tshuka for Binyan of the 3 weeks. Uvimyuchad b'yom zesh l'kara alai mo'ed. So Dafka, again, that's always, but Dafka now in the 3 weeks, that we should feel that and long for that, that's rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol kama sheyudim magbir et ha-tishtokechut va-ga'aguim shelo. And the more that a Jew mamish strengthens that desire, that longing, harezim mikarev et geulat ha-klal vet geulat ha-prat, that mamish brings geulah. That's the root of geulah. Uvazeish l'ver, next paragraph. Uvazeish l'ver et ha-mesupar. Shafilosof, afalton, matzat Yirmiyahu anavi, mikonein timrorim, ala korban abayit. So there's a story, evidently, of this philosopher, afalton. And he came across Yirmiyahu, who was mamish crying about the Beis HaMikdash. V'achar shenokach lirod godol chachmato shil Yirmiyahu anavi, sha'alo to'eich mat'im lachacham kemotcha livkot al avar. So this philosopher walks by, he sees Yirmiyahu. These were the discussions that happened. There was no Twitter back then. We weren't limited to 140 characters. So people actually thought back in the day. So this philosopher goes, and he's walking down the street, and he sees Yirmiyahu anavi. And he sees, it's Yirmiyahu. He doesn't agree with Yirmiyahu, but he has respect for Yirmiyahu. He has reverence for Yirmiyahu. It's Yirmiyahu Hanavi. He knows this guy's one of the greatest people alive. He doesn't agree with him, but he knows he's tremendous. So he walks over and says, what's wrong with you? You're a smart person. You're a deep person. What are you doing? What are you doing crying over something that happened in the past? What a waste of time. You're a smart person. What philosophically inclined person sits there and cries over a tragedy that's thousands of years old? What's wrong with you? Even if it's hundreds of years old, a year old, doesn't matter. What are you crying about the past? Harei Beis HaMikdash kvar nisraf v'ininu v'avar ayinu ma toelet b'chiyatcha. The Beis HaMikdash was already burned and it's not with us. It's in the past. What value is there in your crying, Yirmiyahu, says the philosopher. V'amar lo Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu says back to the philosopher. Eneni yachol lahashivcha lecha al she'ela zeh. Ki lo tavin et ha-tshuva. He says, listen, buddy. You're a very smart guy. You are a philosopher. And I respect your philosophy and I respect your mind. But you don't know what Beis HaMikdash is. A philosopher alone can't understand what the Beis HaMikdash is. I can't answer you because you can't understand the answer. Because you can't understand what the Beis HaMikdash is. V'abichina bazeh, ka'amor sh'mashmu'ut avelut. The meaning of the avelus of this time, again, it's not just to torture us. It's not to make us sad. It's not, understand here, with Judaism, and as we'll talk about in the Chumash Shirim, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, he does with love. It's all coming from love. It's all coming from the Tov. Even the avelus on the Chorban Abayis. It's all meant to bring about something inside of us. What's the idea of the avelus here? It's not like Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh, you lost the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to cry. You lost the Beis HaMikdash, no music for you. You lost the Beis HaMikdash, you can't shave. Like, I mean, this is not what this is about. It's not what this is about. The halacha is a physical expression of a spiritual reality, and we need to always make sure to link into the spiritual reality, which is the essence of the thing. That's what it's about. And what's happening here is we're doing physical manifestations to bring out a spiritual root, a spiritual emes, a spiritual essence. That's what it's about. What's this avilus about? It's not mourning over the past. We're getting into the avelus because the avelus is a desire and it's a longing that what should be right now. I'm remembering what we had because I want it now. I'm remembering what we had because I can't live without a Beis HaMikdash now. I can't live without Giloy Shechina now. So I'm remembering the past because by remembering the past, it brings that about. In Chutzlaritz, I take out pictures of my Shana Aleph because I want to remember how much I need to get back to Eretz Yisrael. I take out pictures of me and my friends hugging in yeshiva because I want to remember to get back to yeshiva with a good chevra. If I fell out of a good chevra and I'm not learning in the base medrash as much as I should be in college and grad school later on in life, I go back to that memory not to remember it, but to stir a reality in the present that brings back a longing for what I should have now. That's what a Jew does when they're remembering the Chorban. We don't commemorate. We don't mourn. We live in the present to bring about a brighter future. That's the 3 weeks. That's the minhagim of the 3 weeks. That's the halachos of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av. It's only significant because it's about the present and the future, based on what we know from the past. V'al derech ma'amar ha-katuv, as the pasuk says, Mizmor le David be'yotov ha-midbar Yehuda, samalacha nafshi kamalacha besari. Tehillim of David, when he was in Midbar Yehuda, he said, my soul is thirsty. My flesh just wants to be close to you. Shekashir haya David Midbar Yehuda, when David was in the desert of the Judean desert. Rachol b'Beis HaMikdash. Davki was in the Judean desert. He was away from the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo haya lo et or elokut. And so he wasn't as close to the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't as close to the Mishkan. So he didn't have the same light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyir b'Beis HaMikdash. Sha'avas kol chiyuto tzamal chavshi. What was his whole reality when he was away from Beis HaMikdash? I'm thirsty. I'm dying of thirst of ruchnius. I'm dying of thirst. I'm longing for you like somebody in the desert who longs for water. That's my whole reality. V'zeinyan ha'avelus ba'vechiyo shel Yisrael al-chorban Beis HaMikdash. That's this reality of avelus and crying over the Beis HaMikdash. It's all about longing for, wanting right now the Beis HaMikdash. I want what we had right now. As it says in the Sharei Avodah of Rabbeinu Yonah, Shabait hayah habayit bevinyano, hayita sham bechol eit bechinat mamad har sinai bedargat hanevuah l'umala mizeh. That when the Beis HaMikdash was built, every single day, every single moment, it was mamash like har sinai. The nevuah was crazy. It was like the nevuah of har sinai, but more. That was when we had the Beis HaMikdash, the ruchnius that there was in the world. The closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was in the world. Umuvan shuvat Yirmiyahu, and we can understand then based on that the answer of Yirmiyahu. She'eno yachol lahasbiro pshar bechiyato ki lo yavin. I can't tell you why I'm crying, why it's valuable to be in Avelus during the 3 weeks, because you don't understand what it means. She'dargazo shel tishokechut lo'ro yitparach achein en goy mesugal lavin lasig. The desire for the re-revelation of the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu like there was in the Beis HaMikdash, a goy can't understand that. That's a longing that only a Jew can understand. And this philosopher couldn't connect to that bichlal. Tov. I want to keep going. I never want to stop with Yisrael Shalom. I want to go over time, but it's not fair to you. It's not fair to anybody else. So we're going to stop there to wrap up and say, and again, Yisrael Shalom, tomorrow we'll be starting on time at 5 our time, 10 your time, and we'll keep to the regular schedule, and we'll have a little time for Yisrael Shalom. But to wrap up and understand, again, the essence of this time, yes, if this time is the 3 weeks and it's about Avelus and linking to the Beis HaMikdash, yes, we're linking into the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash, but not because remembering the past. We're bringing out the desire in the present and the longing in the present that is the foundations of building the Beis HaMikdash. The 3 weeks are a time where we reflect on Chorban because it's the foundations of Binyan. It's always going towards the good. It's always going towards the Tikkun. It's always going towards the Binyan. Bezrat Hashem this year, we shouldn't experience the 3 weeks Bechlau. We shouldn't have another Shabbat of ever. We should only see the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. But if it doesn't come by the 3 weeks, when the 3 weeks come and we're already getting into it now, we should all open our hearts up. Never be complacent. Never ever be complacent in Chutz La'aretz or even in Eretz Yisrael. Never be complacent with the status quo. Never be complacent with what I have because I'm not whole inside. My Mikdash Ma'at is broken. My Mikdash Ma'at is lacking. The Mikdash in Yerushalayim, there's a dome there where there should be a Beis HaMikdash. We're not complete. And that's a reality that we need to bring out every day in the Yerushalayim, every day in our tefillas, every day in our benching, every day in our alamichas, every day in our tikkun chatzos. Every day we're bringing it out. But dafka during the 3 weeks is Klal Yisrael to truly come together on an even deeper level, that it's brought out by the time to really start to cry, not for what we lost, but what we could have right now, what we need right now, what I'm longing for right now. And that longing should itself be the foundation that should keep that Tisha B'Av, B'ezrat Hashem, from happening, that we should only experience the Binyan this year, and then for all the future times, B'ezrat Hashem, Amen.
Amen.